5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Michael, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
Okay, jackpot today is $200. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear us. Whoever gets the most right wins, but if it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, SNL writers defended the famous Chippendale sketch that featured Chris Farley after some claim that the sketch dramatically hurt Farley's career and hurt his feelings. Aw. What celebrity was alongside Chris Farley in that famous sketch?
Patrick Swayze.
Number two, PETA motioned to join the lawsuit against Tiger King star Jeff Lowe for his mistreatment of animals. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Number three, photos have surfaced of Nicole Kidman sporting red hair for her recent involvement in the I Love Lucy series. Who originally portrayed Lucy in I Love Lucy?
Lucille Ball.
Number four, a new trailer for the reboot of Dexter was released and announced that it will air sooner than expected. It's coming this fall. What television network did the show Dexter originally air on?
I'm going to say Showtime.
And number five, Chris Hemsworth Instagrammed a picture of himself and announced he finished filming his new movie for the Disney Marvel world. What superhero does he portray?
Thor.
Nice job, Michael. Let me bring Raven back in. He's not looking. Come in.
Yeah. Yo.
Michael got all 5.
Very impressive, Michael. Let's see how I do. Wow.
I think he may win himself a couple $100.
$200. Here we go.
Number one, SNL writers defended the famous Chippendale sketch that featured Chris Farley after some claimed that the sketch dramatically hurt Farley's career and hurt his feelings.
Hmm.
What celebrity was alongside Chris Farley in that famous sketch?
Which sketch did you sing?
The Chippendales.
Patrick Swayze. It's an unbelievable sketch. Some of his friends think it killed him. Others say it wasn't a big deal that he loved that sketch.
Yeah, and also that he was so limber and it was so funny. And
right,
he was
an athlete below.
Yeah.
All of that, right.
Number two, PETA motioned to join the lawsuit against Tiger King star Jeff Lowe for his mistreatment of animals.
Okay.
What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yes. Number three, photos have surfaced of Nicole Kidman sporting red hair for her recent involvement in the I Love Lucy series.
Sure, she looks great.
Who originally portrayed Lucy in I Love Lucy?
The incomparable Lucille Ball.
Yes. Number four, a new trailer for the reboot of Dexter was released and it was announced that it will air sooner than expected. It's coming this fall.
Okay.
What television network did the show Dexter originally air on?
It was on Showtime.
Did I make these questions too easy today?
Might have.
Yeah.
I mean, these are big questions with big answers, though.
Number five, Chris Hemsworth Instagrammed a picture of himself and announced he finished filming his new movie for Disney Marvel.
Right.
What superhero does he portray?
He's Thor.
I'm sorry, Michael. He tied you 5 today. We'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, man.
That's all right, Raven. I got you once. I'm going to get you again.
I'll be right here waiting, buddy. In the meantime, enjoy that shirt.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hold on the line. Oh, I made them too easy. All right. Actually, if you have an idea for a great pop culture trivia question, you could always submit them at annaandraven.com. You could also sign up to play Can't Beat Raven at annaandraven.com. Tomorrow's jackpot up to $300.